You know, every summer I hear people say, Drake Sweet Corn, Drake Sweet Corn. Now, what are they talking about? And then I drive by and I see a free pod sign and I see this wonderful business taking place. And I'm like, I need to know more about this. Now, I will tell you that I talked to Becky, my wife, and we have had Drake Sweet Corn before. She's stopped and gotten it. I just didn't know it was from this fabulous place. And I am talking today to Jared Drake and the cat Mac. You'll hear Mac every once in a while. And I am here out on this outstanding facility. And Jared, welcome to Timbuktu. Welcome to FreePod.
Thank you.
Jared, tell us a little bit about your story first. You just didn't start with sweet corn, did you?
No, I didn't. I've been around the farm my whole life, but went to school actually for video motion graphics in Madison at a tech school called Madison Media Institute. After that, I actually worked for the Milwaukee Brewers for a couple years, interned there, and then worked in minor league baseball with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers for 7 years, doing video motion graphic stuff. Still do some freelance video work when I can here, but ended up moving back to the farm in 2020 after my dad passed away, and he's the one who started the sweet corn business and a long time ago. So decided to move back and take over the farm, kind of. So,
well, as a lot of people probably have said, and we all know that farming's can be a little bit iffy because of the weather. How has the weather been so far this year?
Yeah, it's ended up very well. We've had some dry spells where you start getting nervous that we need rain pretty bad. But now the last couple of weeks we've been catching them and we've caught enough rain. Everything's been good. The heat's been pushing the corn along quickly.
It definitely wasn't knee high by the 4th of July.
No, it was definitely higher than that this year. With the sweet corn, it's been good. The heat pushed it along, but we plant it in staggered plantings. So,
well, thank you for the transition on that, because I've always wanted to know how you do that. I mean, how you can have fresh corn all the time. What is staggering?
So yeah, when I plant, usually I wait for it to come up one planting and you plant the next patch. But yeah, it's back in April and you're trying to guess how much corn you're going to need in July and August every week. But you just, over the years, we've kind of learned how much, and you plant each planting and hope for the best.
So I also see watermelon and muskmelons and things like that. What other products do you also sell out here?
So no watermelon, just muskmelon with our corn. And that actually comes from another farm in Tampico down south of Rock Falls, Mitchell's. So everybody loves the melons. We haven't had them for a few days here and get so many questions. Why are you getting melons back?
I was going to ask the same thing. My wife and my mom both said, hey, if you can get a muskmelon, could you and I'll have to come back out.
People go crazy about the sweet corn, but they go crazy with the melons too.
Why don't you tell us real quick, and we'll talk about it at the end. Tell us real quick, where are you located?
So we're on right on Route 26, just a few miles south of Menards. So easy to get to from Freeport. We got our sign up. Easy to spot. So.
Right. I did not remember exactly the amount of mileage where it was at. And I'm like, uh-oh. And then all of a sudden I see your great sign and it works. What are your hours that people can come in?
So when we have corn available, we're open 9 to 6 on weekdays, 9 to 3 on Saturdays, and we're closed on Sundays.
So let's talk a little bit about corn. I know during this weather, not to be gross, but I sweat a lot. And I've heard a lot about corn sweat. What is corn sweat?
So it's actually just the water coming out of the leaves almost. It's called transpiration, I think, is the technical term. But it's just the corn taking the water out of the ground and essentially sweating it out. But yeah, just makes it real humid in the Midwest.
So That does cause some of the humidity.
For sure. Yep.
Does corn sweat affect growth of corn at all or no?
Not that I know of. I don't think so. It's just, that's just part of the growing process. So it likes heat. Too much heat can be bad. Like over 95, it can start slowing the growing down actually, but it grows. If it's got the moisture in the ground, the heat's good for it. It's just going to keep growing.
So you said you section off to nine, you have nine sections.
Yeah. Nine plantings this year. So,
okay.
When it's this hot, a lot of times we only pick up planting for 4 or 5 days and it's gone from being young to starting to get to that kind of chewy point. Usually about a week, but yeah, when it's this hot, it can go in just like 4 or 5 days in one planting. We got to go to the next one.
So do you have any idea right now which planting you're on right now?
We just started the third one yesterday.
So you have six more plantings left to go. So with those six plantings left to go, how long will you stay open during
the fall? I'm expecting to be open till about Labor Day.
Wow.
We'll see. As hot as it's been, stuff's pushed along faster than some years, but it's supposed to cool off here. So if it stays cool, I think we'll make it to Labor Day, but
I hope so. I hope so. Now, when people come in here, for those of you that are wondering, well, how is this? Okay. If you're coming from Freeport, you'll turn left into the park, into the driveway. And it's like a drive through. It's so great. There's this big wagon out there and there's boxes with muskmelon, except today in a couple days, but they'll be back. And then there's just this fabulous amount of sweet corn. What time do you get that and bring it in and get it all squared away and set?
Yeah. So we start picking now about 7. So until a few years ago, we still picked by hand everything. We have a crew of 8 guys come in the morning, pick, try to get done early while it's cool out still. But actually ended up purchasing a dedicated sweet corn picker made to pick sweet corn, kind of like you do by hand, so it doesn't damage the corn at all or anything. So yeah, we start at 7, a couple of us pick it, have everybody else show up around 8, start getting it ready. We break all the ends off to bag it. And with the picker, now we have to sort a little bit more because it picks all of every ear. So there's a lot of bad ears and stuff that we have to sort out. So that takes a little longer, but you get to do that under the shade trees now instead of
out
in the patch.
May I ask what you do with the ears that aren't used?
We take them back out in the field. We have a little manure spreader. We throw it in and just take it back out and spread it. And it puts some nutrients back in the soil then that way.
Excellent. So with this crew that comes in and with the dedicated corn picker and this and that, you guys are open, you said, until 5 or 6? Until 6. Do you do anything after 6 o'clock's done? Or is that kind of, I'm just chilling for a while?
Yeah, just chilling. If we have corn left, a good thing with the picker is now we don't have to have a ton picked ahead of time. When it's hot, we can go pick a little bit and kind of keep it stocked good. But if we do have some left, we'll put it out for self-service after 6 o'clock, leave it out on the hay rack.
Do you have in the back of your mind really an average of individuals that come out here every single day? And is there a bigger day than usual than the other
ones? Days are always the biggest by far. There's been years the first day you just have constant cars in here all day, 3 or 4 lined up. So that's why we like the drive through. It's easy for everybody else and it keeps the line moving. And
so city boy Tim here. What's basically the first day?
Usually middle of July. It's been 15th to 17th the last few years, but again, it's all weather dependent on when I can get it planted, the heat, everything throughout the year.
What are some things as a farmer that I wouldn't say concern you, but along with weather, what are some other things that it's like, boy, we need this to happen correctly. We need this to happen. And we need this to happen.
So not so much with the sweet corn, but other farming, it's the markets. You don't control the price of anything. So obviously you need the weather, you need to grow a good crop, but then the price isn't set by you either. So you need that as well. But yeah, there's a lot out of your control.
So again, I asking a question that you're probably like, oh my gosh, who's the guy that's out here? What's he doing? But do you have any animals that when you're out there that kind of give you some concerns at all or no?
We have some coyotes that eat the sweet corn, actually. You can't believe how much they'll eat. But we used to have some raccoon issues. We always put an electric fence, which is always about the worst day of the year, trying to put an electric fence around the whole sweet corn patch. But I think the coyotes have helped keep the raccoons out of the patch. So that's why I always say they can eat as much corn as they want if I don't have to put an electric fence up.
Now you have 9 plantings of sweet corn. Do you have any plantings of field corn?
Yeah, we grow field corn too.
What's the difference? What's the difference between field corn and sweet corn?
So sweet corn is for human consumption. Field corn is used for certain products that are, but sweet corn you eat while it's soft and obviously sweeter. That's sure. why it's called sweet corn. But field corn gets hard and you let it dry down in the field. So most of what you see driving around is all field corn. There's very little, I forget what it is. It's under 1% of the corn grown in the U.S. is sweet corn.
So because of your business and because of all the people coming out for Drake sweet corn, you know, you have a timing process when it comes to getting that corn ready to go. With the field corn, when do you get that all squared away and set?
So that won't be harvested until October, November. So yeah, sweet corn's kind of the summertime thing. And, yeah.
Okay. So as we're out here, and by the way, everybody, yes, I'm going to get a dozen ears. You got that right. And I also saw t-shirts. You're selling t-shirts. What's that all about?
We got some t-shirts a couple years ago. Something I've always wanted to do is make a logo, and we got some new signage up front and had the logo. So with my kind of background and stuff, I've done sure. graphic design stuff somewhat. So I'm like, I need to make a logo. And so we got some t-shirts for all of us to wear. And
I will definitely keep that in mind. You may be available in December for some graphic design. It'd be some good stuff. So I guess as we end this, and Jared, you have been wonderful and thank you so much. And I'm glad you've turned into a Cub fan, even though you work for the Brewers. This will be on, I believe, in a couple of Tuesdays. So I guess, how long will you still have the musk melon?
That, it depends. They can go through Labor Day too. But yeah, it's all dependent on weather and stuff too, how well they go. They've had some issues the last week with their melons not getting ripe, even with all the heat. They go out to pick in the morning expecting to have a lot of melons out there that are ripe, and they're not finding any.
Sure. I always like when our listeners get a little hint or get a little help. So why don't you give our listeners a little bit of advice? When's the best time to come out and buy corn? When's the best, you know, what's the best way to cook it, to grill it? What do you suggest when someone comes out?
So yeah, they can come out anytime. We have corn available pretty much all the time. They can check we have a Facebook page. So if you keep an eye on that, we post when we have corn, when we have melons. If we can't pick that day or something, it got too muddy, we'll post it on there. Cooking it, my favorite is to grill it. When it's fresh, you can just leave it in the husk and just grill it till all the husk is about black. And
so that's okay till it's about black, because...
Yeah, because the husk protects it.
Okay.
So, and when it's fresh, there's enough moisture in the husk, it's not going to catch on fire.
Fabulous.
When you get it in the wintertime or from the grocery store and it came from Florida, that might not be the best idea.
Sure.
But yeah, that's my favorite way.
Okay.
Just grilling it.
I'm going to do that tonight, Jared.
That sounds good.
Excellent. That sounds good. Well, you do have a Facebook page. What's it called?
Just Drake Farms.
Okay. Okay, Drake Farms. Any last words for the we get about 1,200 or 1,300 people listening to this every single and there are some people out in DeKalb that listen to this. So Tampico is around that area, so they may come out. So any last words for the people?
No, we just appreciate everybody's business. Appreciate you coming out and talking today.
Well, I'll tell you this. Jared and I have something in common. We both were students of Alan Wenzel. Now, if you're like, Tim, are you and Jared the same age? Oh, no. Oh, no. A lot older than Jared. But we both have good things to say about Alan. All right. So, Jared, thank you so much. Drake Farms, Drake Sweet Corn. There's also some muskmelon. Also, some T-shirts. You might even get to see Mac the cat. He just fell asleep. Just shows how exciting I am. Thank you, Jared.
Yeah, thank you.